Welcome to Branching Out of the Empty Nest. I am your host, Zoanna Price. And on this podcast, we discuss health, wealth, love, relationships, downsizing, taking care of aging parents, career development, travel, and so much more. Any and everything for the new and seasoned empty nester. Today, we are talking about family. The good, the bad, and the ugly. We are talking about hoarding, we're talking about trauma, we're talking about dysfunction, we're talking about secrets. So it's going to be a good one. So let's jump right in. Welcome back to Branching Out of the Empty Nest. I am your host, Zoanna Price. If you've been listening to the episodes, you'll know that I recently returned from Denver. I went out there on a Tuesday, and I was supposed to come back on Friday. I was helping to clean out my mom's house. My mother passed away last year, this time last year, actually. And I ended up staying for 10 days total, and the project was still not complete. And as I am recording this in the middle of March, the project is still not complete. I had no idea how long this project was going to take. Once I got there and saw the inside of the house, I thought it would take months to clean out the house. I ended up calling one of my friends, and we got to talking, and she told me that basically she had been cleaning out hoarders' homes. So I called her the hoarder whisperer. And so I invited her to come over just so she can give me an idea of how long this project should take. And when she came over, we got to talking, and she told me, yeah, she had a crew that could probably do it in a day, maybe two. And I'm thinking, there's no way. And we talked, and she was there to give me guidance, but then she ended up talking to my family. And what I loved is she was really calm and very nurturing, and she listened to their concerns, and she got them on board, and they were throwing away stuff left and right, and they were cleaning when she was there. And I know we probably would have got it done in a day or 2 days if she would have helped us clean it, but she ended up getting into a car accident, so that kind of derailed that plan. So we had to go back to our original plan, and right now, we're on, I don't know, day 10. I stopped counting. And the problem with cleaning out the house is that my mother is a hoarder. Growing up in that house, I did not know what a hoarder was or that hoarding was a thing. I don't think I knew it was a thing until maybe I saw it on an episode of Oprah or something like that. And I was at least 18 or older before I knew that hoarding was a thing. It was not as bad when I lived there. It was cluttered. There was a lot of stuff. But once I moved away and I would go home and visit, the stuff got worse and it piled up and it piled up. And I thought this was just because my mom is a widow. So I thought that once she lost her husband, she started keeping things and collecting things and holding on to things because back in those days, you didn't talk to a therapist. Therapy was taboo. So you didn't tell your problems to anyone else. So she didn't have a way of dealing with the grief and the loss. However, I think the problem actually started before then. That was just my theory. And I don't know when it started or why it started, but she was also raised during the Great Depression. So there was a lot of that holding on to stuff because you didn't know where your next meal was coming from. You didn't know where anything was coming from. So you hold on to everything. You don't throw anything away because you might need it. So I think there was a little bit of that too. And then the third part is, after talking to my best friend in Denver, is that there could have been some trauma in addition to the normal, regular trauma of a Black woman being raised in America. There was this other trauma of her family could pass for white. They didn't, but they could have. She definitely could have passed for white, because I know lots of my friends thought my mom was white growing up because they didn't know she was black. She just didn't look black. At the time, all of the racism and all of the sexism, raising all these children on her own, there was a lot she had to endure just to live her life. So there's probably a lot of trauma attached to that. Not to mention if she had any real trauma, like if something happened to her or something happened to one of her children, the trauma of having your husband die and his best friend die in an accident, and that affecting two families and two women now becoming widows and raising all of these kids, that in itself was a major trauma. But what I noticed was while we were cleaning the house was not only did my mom have her items, when I had aunts and uncles and siblings that passed, she also had their stuff too. There is about 57, 58 years worth of items in that house, and she never threw anything away. I can see that the family members that still lived in that house also have become hoarders. When there were certain things we wanted to throw away, they wanted to keep those items, and it was hard for them to let those items go. I know I always say I have hoardish tendencies, but I'm not a full-blown hoarder like my mother. I can throw stuff away. I don't mind donating stuff. I don't mind giving stuff away, throwing it away. I do have things that I have big collections of, like I like books, so I have a huge library. I never had a room in my house where it was just bookshelves, or I never had a place to store all my books. So most of my books are in banker boxes, but I do have quite a few books. And my mother, she collected everything, newspapers, magazines, knickknacks. I mean, she had collections, and then she had just stuff she just didn't throw away. And so that just leads me to believe that a lot of times there are things going on in families that we didn't want to talk about or we don't talk about. And when you don't deal with those things, they come out in other ways. There are so many secrets in my family. I found out some of these secrets just by being a little investigator. I was just a smart little child. Like, I was going to figure things out. Stuff had to make sense to me. Everything had to be logical. So I found out a lot of stuff when I was young. Some of that stuff just by accident, because I was paying attention. And those are just the things that I found out about because I was actively looking for the information. I am sure there are things that have happened to my siblings that I don't know about. I don't know what happened to them, so I don't know to what degree it was. When you look at my siblings, most of them have some type of dysfunction, let's call it. Whether it's an issue with drugs or alcohol or unemployment or promiscuity, whatever the case may be, they all have an issue. And those issues are prevalent in their life. That is who they are. And for so many of my siblings to have something wrong, some kind of dysfunction that keeps them from just being normal, productive members of society, I have to believe that something has happened to all of them or to a few individual ones. And that was not something that I'm privy to. I can't go back and speak to my deceased siblings to find out what happened to them. How did they get off track? Having the same parents is hard to see how this one turned out this way, but this one turned out this way, when they all had the same tools, the same resources, the same upbringing. That just made me want to dive into this a little more and to bring in a therapist to talk about some of these issues. Because what if you did have a trauma that happened to you? What if you did have something that happened to you as a child? Back in those days, you could have told a parent that maybe your Uncle Billy did something to you or touched you. Back in those days, would the parent have believed you? And if the parent didn't believe you, then how did you internalize that? Did you start drinking? Did you become a teen mother? Did you start doing drugs because that was your way of dealing with it? Or did you start stealing and lying and cheating and committing crimes because you needed a way to escape? And I say all of this to say that, one, we need to protect our kids. I see a lot of parents are way too trusting with letting their kids go away or spend the night or be babysat by a family member or a close family friend. And if something were to happen, would they tell you? Or what if they were threatened? What if they were threatened that that harm would come to you if they told? So they're holding on to that. If your child is acting out or their behavior has changed, make sure you take the time to investigate that. And sometimes maybe they don't want to tell you, but there could be something going on still. And if you endured some type of trauma, are you getting help? Are you seeking the help? Just because you're 50, 60, 70, 80, doesn't matter. If something happened to you, that is showing up in your life somewhere else. And if you haven't dealt with it, then the reason maybe you're not thriving at your job, or you can't keep a relationship, or your children don't respect you, or you are just miserable all the time, it's hard for you to make friends, you are very promiscuous, the trauma could be showing up in your life in any of those areas. Not to say that successful people don't have issues, they do, but is there something that's keeping you from getting to the next level in your life and to achieving the things that you want, or keeping you from even setting goals and thinking that you can achieve bigger and better things? So if that pertains to you or a loved one or a friend, consider getting therapy or finding someone to talk to, because you have to deal with that issue or you're going to continue to be stuck in that place and in that same cycle. I have noticed that a lot of adults, 40 and older, are finding out now that they have adult siblings, that a parent dipped out at some point in the relationship and had other children that they didn't know about, and one day they're getting a call, or they're getting an email, or they're getting something in their DMs, and they're finding out they have new family members. This is very common, and so don't be surprised if you get a call and one day, is this such and such? Well, I think we have the same father. That's not one of those things you thought about. Okay, when I turn 40, I'm gonna have a whole new family. Like, I'm already dealing with this crazy bunch, but now I got more siblings to deal with. Great. It's not surprising, because a lot of people dipped out on their relationships. They didn't have the tools and the resources. They weren't going to therapy to fix it. They weren't going to marriage counseling to try to fix their relationship. They were thinking, hey, I need this little piece of happiness over here. I'm going to go get this little piece of happiness. No one's going to know. And then when they end up having more children, then what? They just show up on your doorstep years later. And your parents may or may not be around. So it's just you, and do you want to become friends or get to know this side of the family? Or do you pretend like they don't exist? No, my father, my mother, they never would have done something like this. Your mother and father are human. Humans have flaws. Humans do things, and humans keep secrets. If anybody knows about secrets, that's me. My family keeps so many secrets. So you have to break the cycle at some point. I believe in therapy. I go to a therapist, and I'm not ashamed to say that or admit that. I think the other family members look at me like, why would she go to therapy? Like, that's crazy. Why is she going to tell some stranger her problems? But it's not about telling a stranger my problems. It's about fixing me and making myself better and making myself whole. So I 100% believe in therapy. And I know enough to know there are things that I can't fix, I can't solve, but at least I have the tools and the resources to improve those areas in my life and to feel better about myself. And I made the commitment to break the cycle. I have told my kids from day one, family secrets that I knew. Like, this is not a secret. Like, I am telling you the truth so you know up front. I'm not keeping anything from you. I'm not going to lie to you. I am going to be very upfront and very honest for you. And I'm breaking that cycle. And as a child, I looked at my brothers and sisters. And I always knew I didn't want to be like them. And so I made goals. I achieved those goals. I made plans. I wanted to do things differently than they did. I didn't like where their lives were headed. It was fine for them, I guess, but it just wasn't what I wanted. I wanted something different. And so I chose a different path, and I chose to break those cycles. I chose not to keep secrets and not to hoard like my mother, because I didn't want to be like everyone else. I wanted to be me. And it's not too late to break those cycles. It's not too late to achieve more or to do something different. But the first step is acknowledging it. And fear is a killer of so many dreams and so many futures. If you are keeping a secret from a family member, tell them. The truth hurts once. A lie lasts a lifetime. I remember that quote when I was going through my divorce. And when you look back on things, it makes it so clear that, hey, if you would have just told me this one time, you felt this one way, we could have dealt with it and addressed it instead of living a lie. And every time you tell a lie, you have to tell another lie to support that lie. So eventually you're telling this web of lies rather than just being honest and telling the truth. If you have a child and someone thinks they're their father and they're really not, who are you hurting in the long run? Telling the truth once. If that person has a relationship with that child, they're still going to be in that child's life. They're going to be mad at you for a while, yes. But if that is their child, they're going to be there to take care of the child. Because there's more to being a father or a mother than just DNA. So your homework is to look at your life, your family, your friends, any loved ones. Do you know anyone who is keeping the secret? Are you helping someone keep a secret? Do you have a secret that you need to tell? Because I guarantee it is toxic. It is showing up in your life or their life in some way. And maybe it's time to address it. Maybe it's time to fix it. Holding on to the secrets is painful and toxic. And it's not helping anybody. And the longer you hold on to it, the worse it's going to be. And the worst is going to be when they find out. And imagine if you're holding a secret and you're not the one who tells them and they find out from a stranger. How much worse is that going to be? So that is your homework. Go and free yourself or free someone from living in this secret, living with all the toxins from harboring that secret, and let it go. So you can reclaim your health, let it go so you can live your life to the fullest. This is Branching Out of the Empty Nest. I am your host, Zoanna Price. You can find us on Instagram at Empty Nest Squad. Our website is emptynestsquad.com. And our Facebook platform is Branching Out of the Empty Nest. New episodes are available every other week. Make sure you tell a friend and subscribe, rate, and review us so that other empty nesters can find us. Thank you for listening today. And until next time, get out there and soar.